This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
If you've ever had a dispute with your landlord or rental provider, maybe over repairs, bond money, or a rent increase, you'll know just how stressful and time-consuming it can be. But now there's a new option for Victorians to help resolve rental disputes early without needing to head to VCAT. It's called Rental Dispute Resolution Victoria. To explain how it works and what renters and rental providers need to know, we're joined once again by Nicole Rich, the Director at Consumer Affairs Victoria. Nicole, great to chat with you again.
Good evening, Warren.
Let's start with the basics. If someone is having a dispute with their rental provider or their renter, what's the first thing that they should do?
Yes, and it's not uncommon. We get over 60,000, you know, contacts a year from the public, so it's a lot. And look, I'll give some general advice, but I do appreciate, you know, everybody's situation is different. Mm. Some people, you know, some of these steps will be more or less relevant. I mean, but for me, the first step is always just make sure you actually know what your rights and your obligations are in whatever the situation is that there's an issue or a dispute arising in. So, you know, our website has lots of information broken down into the very specific topics that can happen when you're renting, whether you're a renter or a rental provider. So I think, you know, actually being equipped with the knowledge about what the law says has to be your first step. So you need to come to the website, kind of have a look, arm yourself with the information about what you can do about the issue and what your rights and obligations are going to be. Once you've done that, you can start to take some action. I mean, we always encourage, you know, if it's at all possible, talking with the other party, or the property manager or estate agent about the issue and trying to resolve it that way. But clearly some issues don't resolve that way. So then there are a number of steps that we would recommend, you know, putting it in writing, using some of the formal notices that are actually available under the law. And if that's not working, actually coming to us and getting the advice and the next steps that you need. And then we can talk about the new dispute service that's opened this week as well.
Nicole, when emotions are running high, though, those conversations can be tricky, particularly when you're approaching your property manager or the owner about a problem. What are your tips for engaging with these people?
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, I think we would recognise that. You know, it's quite different to some of the other kind of consumer issues that we've talked about, you know, on the program in the past, or that people sometimes call us about, like where you've got a one-off, you know, purchase or sale, and you don't have an ongoing relationship with someone. That can be hard enough. When you're actually living in a home and you've got to maintain that relationship, or it's your property and you're really concerned about it, obviously, like you say, the emotions can be, you know, higher. And also you can be really nervous about what is going to happen if you do raise an issue. I mean, if you're living in a home as a renter, you're worried about what's going to happen if you raise a complaint. Is there going to be some kind of action taken against you? I completely understand that it can be quite nerve-wracking. It's still really important that wherever possible, people try and talk it out and try and get a resolution that way. It's always, you know, clearly much preferable to having to go to a more formal step. But I do appreciate for some people that's going to be really hard. They're nervous about those kind of aspects and they're going to need some more help to resolve it. And that's where services like ours at Consumer Affairs Victoria come in to help you, or the new Rental Dispute Resolution Victoria if you're going to need some more help.
Let's talk about this new service, Rental Dispute Resolution Victoria. It's just launched. What is it and who's it for?
Yeah, what is it? Well, you know, people have probably heard of VCAT. Mm-hmm. VCAT, it stands for the Victorian Civil and Administrative Tribunal, but it's basically a tribunal. It's meant to be a bit less formal than a court, but it's still, you know, it can still be quite intimidating. And that's where people generally go in Victoria if there's a renting dispute and you can't resolve it. You know, you have to go to the tribunal or VCAT, and ultimately they kind of hear from both the parties and they make a decision or an order. Then you have to do what the tribunal says. But as I say, that can be costly, can take a bit of time. It's pretty daunting. So for a lot of people, that is not an option they're particularly keen on, and they don't always have a great experience just because of the nature of the process. So the government has established a new service. It's called Rental Dispute Resolution Victoria. It's free. It's much faster than VCAT. And it's a dispute resolution service to help renters and rental providers with renting issues. So it only opened this week, but it's already doing really well. They've already handled quite a lot of applications that are coming to them, they can help with quite a range of renting issues. So they're particularly focused on things like some of the common issues like bond disputes, rent increase disputes and repairs disputes. But basically, rather than worrying about whether they can help or not, my top tip would be if you've got a dispute, you're going to need help to resolve it, go to Rental Dispute Resolution Victoria as the first step. They'll take your application. They will try and help quickly. If they can't help resolve it, they will help you go to VCAT. So either way, you'll be supported through that process a lot more than you probably have been in the past.
Nicole, this sounds like a bit of a win-win for everyone because not only do you get your, hopefully, your dispute resolved quicker and, you know, without as much stress as having to go to VCAT, but it also sounds like VCAT might be able to process some of the other things that they deal with as well, hopefully a bit quicker as well.
Yeah, that's a good pickup, actually. I mean, that's definitely one of the reasons the government wanted to establish the new service, is that some of the timeframes at VCAT were quite long for certain matters. So under the law, there are some that are considered urgent and VCAT must, and they do handle them really, really quickly. So, you know, things like urgent repairs. But you're right, some of the others can take quite a while. It's not really a great experience to be waiting. So it's definitely one of the ideas is that this will take a bit of the pressure off VCAT. So where there are things that just can't be resolved by some kind of negotiated agreement and they're going to need a formal court or tribunal order, then at least VCAT's time is freed up for that and everybody else kind of has a quicker and hopefully less formal and probably a bit more pleasant experience through what we call RDRV, Rental Dispute Resolution Victoria, because you've still got a bit of a say, you know. The way that they work is they've got dispute resolution coordinators, so they reach out to everybody. They sort of try and encourage people to reach a fair outcome. They do look at all of the information that's involved, but they try and, you know, explain what the law is going to say, what some of the likely outcomes are going to be, and try and get you to an agreement. And in a lot of cases, that actually does work, and it kind of avoids you having to go to a formal hearing at the tribunal.
We're chatting with Nicole Rich, Director at Consumer Affairs Victoria, about rental disputes and the new early resolution service now available in Victoria, Rental Dispute Resolution Victoria. Nicole, what are some of the most common rental disputes that you hear about at Consumer Affairs Victoria?
Well, we're pretty clear on what people most commonly contact us about. So, and a lot of them are the things that the new RDRV service will be able to deal with. So bond claims and repairs would be classic examples of things that people do tend to sometimes have disputes about and seek help. Rent increases is another one. The other probably big area is when you get to the end of an agreement and there's a dispute about notices to vacate or evictions. That's probably another pretty common area where sometimes disputes can come up.
What about things like, you know, repairs and maintenance? What are the rights and responsibilities on both sides when something breaks or needs fixing?
Yeah, that's right. So people might recall that when you're in a renting situation and something breaks or something needs to be repaired, what the law says is that there's some things that are considered urgent repairs and then everything else is considered a non-urgent repair. They still have to be dealt with in a reasonably timely way. If it's an urgent repair, the law says that the rental provider or the agent basically has to deal with it immediately, right? Like give or take some practical considerations about a tradie being available or something like that. But essentially you have to deal with it straight away. So there's a clear list of things that are considered urgent repairs. And I won't, I won't run through every single one on the radio, but the sorts of things are things you might imagine. Like there's a burst water service and there's water flooding in the property. There's a dangerous electrical fault or gas leak. The cooking appliances in the property stop working. The only toilet in the property isn't working. Those kind of things, they're clearly urgent repairs and they have to be dealt with straight away. Everything else that's a non-urgent repair still has to be dealt with within 14 days of getting a request. But one of my tips would be make sure you put your request in writing. So, you know, we do encourage you to talk with the provider. But for something like a non-urgent repair, there's sort of a form you can use. You can come to our website and download it. It's pretty easy to fill in. Just make sure you follow up any chat with the request in writing about non-urgent repairs. Then you've got a record that you made the request and then it has to be dealt with within 14 days. Sometimes I see people where they're like, well, I asked them a month ago and they still haven't fixed it, but there's no record of them having asked for the request for the repairs. So it is quite helpful to put it in writing.
What about rent increases? I mean, they can also create tension. If there's a dispute over those, is that something that could go to the Rental Dispute Resolution Victoria?
Yeah, it absolutely can. I mean, we've seen a big increase in, you know, concerns about rent increases in the last few years, which is probably not surprising given that there's been a lot of challenges in the housing market, and we've, you know, heard a lot of coverage about rents going up and so on. It's put a lot of pressure on people, and so understandably, you know, so a lot of people are doing really tough, and when they then get told there's going to be a big rent increase on their property, it puts them under a lot of strain. It is allowed to ask for a rent increase, and rental providers can do that, but there's some quite strict rules around it. So you can't increase rent more than once every year, basically, for most rental agreements now. If you're on like a fixed term rental agreement, like one of those sort of a 12-month agreement would be common in Victoria, you can't have your rent raised during the agreement unless the rental agreement was really clear that it was going to increase at some point during that period. Mm. You have to get at least 60 days notice, and they have to use the correct form to tell you about the rent increase. So if any of those things don't happen, then the rent increase isn't valid and you can challenge it. You can also challenge it if you think the increase is excessive. So we would always encourage anybody that's got concerns that the rent increase is too high to call Consumer Affairs Victoria, because we can investigate that and look into it. Once we've done that investigation, we'll give you a report, and if you still can't, like if the rental provider is still not agreeing to, say, reduce that rent increase, that's when you can go to RDRV, the new service, and they'll help resolve the matter one way or the other.
Tashi now would just text in saying, my rent just went up by $90 a week. It feels like too much. So maybe Tash could call Consumer Affairs Victoria.
Yeah, I mean, without, like, obviously, you know, it might depend a bit on what the current rent is, but $90 a week is quite high, like, I would agree. If you're concerned that it's maybe out of whack with, you know, what the rent is on properties you're seeing in your neighbourhood more generally, that is something that's potentially a concern. And your first step is get in contact with us at Consumer Affairs Victoria. We'll give you a bit of advice about what the next steps are if you want to proceed with potentially us having a look at assessing that rent increase. We will do that for you. And as I say, you know, if we think it might be excessive, then we'll tell you what the next steps are, including whether you need to go to RDRV, which helpfully is now this kind of free, faster service. So that's helpful. And as I said earlier, they'll help you go to the tribunal if you really need to.
Nicole, you've got another acronym you need to learn. You had VCAT.
Yeah.
You've got RDRV. But it sounds good. I like it, RDRV.
It's not too bad, is it? It's VCAT is maybe rolls off the tongue slightly easier, but RDRV is the easier service. So
exactly.
There you go. We'll
go.
Get used to saying it.
Nicole, always good to chat with you. We'll talk to you again next month.
Thanks, Warren.
Thank you. That was Nicole Rich, Director at Consumer Affairs Victoria. You can learn more or get help at consumer.vic.gov.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.